ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
I just never get over the goodness of God. He's so good to us. See, when I found out I had a Father in heaven, it changed my life. He's a good, good Father. And His mercy endures forever. He's just wonderful. So, He's a father to the fatherless and a husband to the widow. He's wonderful. Following God is a journey. It's a good journey. It's not always an easy journey. But God is there. He's inside you when you know Jesus. And so that makes all the difference. He's not the God out there. He's the God in here. It is wonderful to know Him, to have Him, to be saved. Being saved makes every day better. And being filled with the Holy Ghost and praying in the Spirit every day amplifies these things. God's a good God. He's a big God. And He's your God. So, so we'll go to 1 Kings 19. We'll start this way and see what happens. We have to keep our faith in God, whether we're going through good times or bad times. David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." That means you're walking through situations. There's death and dying on every side, and things are happening. Life is moving along, but God has put you here for a purpose. He's put you here to help people. So you walk through. You don't camp out in the valley of the shadow of death. You keep walking through. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you're with me." And of course, for us, He's in us. He's not only with us, He's in us. He's not only in us, He's for us. If God be for you, who can be against you? But you have to cooperate with Him. You have to walk with him, or you get stuck in that valley of the shadow of death. And you fall off to the wayside. But God wants you to keep walking, keep talking, keep believing, keep trusting, even when things aren't looking good. Romans chapter 8. Verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. He helps us in our weakness. I said he helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for or to pray as we ought. To pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And of course, this includes speaking in tongues, because it's actually the way it is translated by other scholars, not just one, but two I've found. It says words that cannot be expressed in our own articulate language. You can't express everything out of your mind. That's why you have to get in the Spirit. Begin to pray in tongues every day. And keep praying in other tongues. And let God give you the words as God talk. God giving you the words. And so it says here, the Spirit helps us. How many need help today? Helps us in our weakness. We don't know everything. We don't know how to pray over everything. Thank God we know some things about prayer through God's word. Those disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And so he did. But, and so he says, the Spirit helps us. The Spirit helps us. He helps us. He's not going to do your praying for you, but he's going to help you do your praying. You have to open your mouth. You got to trust God that he's going to give you the words to pray. He helps us in our weakness. For we know not what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself. Thank God for the Spirit himself. Intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. He puts together your need with the Holy Ghost and gives you the words to express the solution, the help you need. That's what he does. That's why he's here. He's here to help you today. He's here to help us every day. He's to help us moment by moment. And in this case, word by word. That's what he does. Because you see, whether you like it or not, you have to get ready because trouble's coming. And there's going to be time when there's troubles, and all you can see is what's right in front of your nose. You can't find yourself. You can't figure yourself out. You don't know how to get out of this trouble. But the Spirit helps us. He gives us words to pray, expressions. He gives us groanings. He gives us abilities, divine abilities from God. Jesus put it this way. You receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, there's some of those parts of the earth. No matter where you're at, there's trouble. I mean, it shows up. You can be flying high like I think we're going to get to Elijah here. You can be flying high, doing well, and all of a sudden you find yourself not only on the bottom of the barrel, but the barrel on top of you. And you don't know what happened. You don't know which way is up. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to do anything. All of a sudden your mind's confused. What do I do? Well, you pray in other tongues. Yes, you get in the Word, but you pray in other tongues because the Spirit helps. I said the Spirit helps. The Spirit helps your weaknesses, your infirmities. That's speaking about weakness. What's my weakness? I don't know how to pray as hard. I can't see. I don't know. I don't know which way to go up here. Thank God I can step out in faith, begin to pray in other tongues. I do what I know to do. I stick with the Word of God. I keep speaking the Word of God no matter what it says. I keep walking with God. I keep talking God talk because the Spirit helps me. He helps my infirmities. I don't know what. I don't know. It's okay to say, I don't know. You're not God. You don't know. But He helps. The Spirit helps. The Spirit's here to help. Help me in my weakness. I don't know what to pray for as I ought. But God has given me a solution. Is inside of me. Woo! I'm of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world, 1 John 4:4. But I got to get that greater one working. I get that greater one working by my talking. Talking the Word, not talking my circumstances, talking about how big God is, talking that those promises of God are mine, praying in them other tongues over and over again because I can't see, I don't know what to pray for as I ought, but the Spirit Himself. Maketh intercession for me. With groanings, expressions, words from God. With stammering lips and another tongue, He'll speak to this people. Sometimes I get stuck on one word, one syllable. I mean, my goodness, I'm just stuck. As a young, real young believer, when it started, I thought, well, this is strange. Maybe there's something wrong. You know, my head would tell me that. I mean, there's something wrong here. Because, see, when I was born with my tongue attached. And my mom knew there was something wrong, and the doctor right away checked it out, and he had to cut my tongue loose. And then when I was growing up, I would stutter. I had a stuttering problem. I mean, one of my greatest fears was to stand in front of people. I mean, I was in a play once. I was a wonderful singer. And so at a young age, they put me up in front of my whole city, my whole town. And I was the one that sang the solo. I had great confidence when I would sing. But not when I talked. Oh no. I was in a play. I had just a few words to say. I couldn't get them out. I could not get them out. And so I'd stutter. I'd stammer. And boy, I tell you, that was something wrong. When you got that problem, when you have that problem and you're stuck and you don't know how to get out of that, but God. You see, when you put a but in your sentence, you start a problem. But God. When God puts a but in a sentence, He stops a problem. But God, who is rich in mercy. Rich in mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy. He helpeth my infirmities. He helpeth my weakness. I don't know how to pray as I ought, but the Spirit. But the Spirit. You want to go with God's but, not your but. But the Spirit helpeth my infirmities. I don't know how to pray as I ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for me with words that cannot be expressed in my own type of language. yeah. Shh. It takes me places. It takes me out of problems. It takes me into blessings. But the Spirit. But the Spirit maketh intercession for me with groanings that cannot be uttered in my own articulate type of language. I'm trying to get to 1 Kings 19. In the same way, the Spirit helpeth us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered in articulate speech. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. And then it says in my translation, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. But you have to let God in all things. And you have to be called according to His purpose. Now God in His mercy will help you no matter where you're at. He is merciful. But that verse is talking about people who are praying in the Holy Ghost, who are called according to His purpose, who love Him and are following Him. And then God, I mean, He's right in there all the time. I mean, He's there. He's there. I mean, He's working. And in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. Don't you misuse that verse. That is a verse from your Father by the Spirit of God. Yes, He's merciful and He'll pull you out of your own stupid ideas and things you've done. If you just repent, I understand that, then God can get involved. But that verse is talking about people, a prayer. People that are praying in the Holy Ghost. People that are in love with God. That's what that verse is talking about. Okay, that's where I'm going to go. So, and we know this is the NIV version. A lot of good versions. But, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined and be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. See, God knows what you're going to do, but He doesn't make you make that choice. There's always foreknowledge in the Word of God before predestination. Don't you forget that. He knows what you're going to do, but you got to cooperate to get there. He doesn't make you do it. Don't you let anyone tell you anything else. That is not right. The whole context is you loving God and following God. God has a plan. Look at Ephesians 1. We'll get back to Romans 8. Look at Ephesians 1. I got another sermon here. It seems like the Spirit is moving this way. Listen, trouble's coming your way, but you better be ready. You better be praying in other tongues. You better be in the Word of God. You might be flying high right now in your experience. I know right now, listen, right now, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, but that doesn't mean you're having no trouble down here. Jesus said, in this world you have trouble. That's what He said. You don't like that, argue with Him. He said, in this world you have trouble, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So praise God. That's what we put our faith on. We go, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know the end before I can see it. Ho, ho, zibati azoko ma ande ba eso ma ko. If you walk by what you see, you'll find you'll need to be on your knees. And as you pray in other tongues, you'll find that you can run. You can go beyond you see because you're living and walking with me. Listen, you got to learn to walk with God. You see, John 10:10 says, the thief cometh. Now he's going to come. You might not like the fact that he's going to come, but he's going to come. The thief cometh. What does he come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, he shows up. He showed up with Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. He said, are you the Son of God? Can you imagine the audacity of the devil? Jesus had just been baptized, and the Holy Ghost had come upon him. And the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. I mean, he heard a voice, and he is God the Son. And the devil shows up and he says, if you're the Son of God, the devil's trying to get in your head. You better renew your mind. You better put the Word of God in your head. I like what Dad, Brother Hagin used to say. He'd say this, he says, renewing your mind is like combing your hair. You got to do it every day. Some of us had lost some of our hair. I don't know about you. He must have said that when he was young. I don't know. But you better put the Word of God in your head and let it drop down into your heart. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, you can either exist in this life or you can really live. And when you feed on the Word of God, you get strength for your spirit. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And I'm putting that into my spirit being. And it also renews my mind. And it even affects my physical body. Because he said in Proverbs 4, he said, or 3, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Let them not depart out of thy mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for their life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to a man's whole body. I mean, this word of God, glory to God, it affects you spirit, soul, and body. But you got to get that word. You got to soak in that word like you soak in a hot tub. You just soak there. You just relax. You're in the presence of God. You're opening your heart. That's how faith comes to you. Faith doesn't come just by reading it. It comes to you by accepting it. Romans 10:16 says they didn't accept it because they didn't accept it or have an obedient ear, as one translation says, or submit to the truth, as one translation says. They didn't get it. You come to God, he that cometh to God must believe he is. That means you're accepting it. You are expecting it. You are believing it. Must believe he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So you come to God, you say, oh God, I'm so thankful. Oh God, I'm so thankful for this word. Oh Father, I cannot understand this word without your help, the help of the Holy Ghost. Lord, teach me. God, I trust you. Oh, I open my heart to you. Feed me now in Jesus' name. And you come with an attitude like that. You submit to God. You have an obedient ear, and he speaks to you, and you get it. It doesn't come just by reading. It comes by meditating. It comes by opening your heart to God. You come to God. So what are you going to do? See? God has things for you to do and places for you to go. So you got to be ready. Got to be filled up. Got to be full of the Word. Got to be full of the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Well, it's up to you. It's not up to God. It's not up to God. It's up to you. Jesus died. He came. He lived. He died. He shed his blood. He rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, sent the Holy Ghost. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, he loves you. And so he says in Romans chapter 8, going back to Romans chapter 8, we'll just go there. What then, verse 31, shall we say in response to this? God expects you to say something. God expects you to say something. What does he want you to say? He wants you to say based on what he's done. Based on the fact that you are blood bought, word taught, spirit filled, and you go by what the word of God says. What shall we say in response to this? If God be for us, us. If God be for us, who can be against us? No, Elijah didn't have the same opportunities you have. Now, he had the Spirit upon him, but he wasn't born of the Spirit. He wasn't filled with the Spirit. He only had so much of the Word of God. Thank God he was using what he had. And so he got discouraged. And after he called down fire from heaven, can you imagine that? Called down fire from heaven and it consumed the sand. I mean, it consumed everything. I mean, licked up the dirt, consumed the stuff, offering everything. I mean, everything. Oh my goodness, what a miracle of God. Well, you know, after something like that, you think everybody likes you. Killed all those prophets of Baal. You'd think, my goodness, everything would be going good. Well, Jezebel says, hey, I'm going to kill you. Man of God takes off running. I mean, he ran, man. He said, oh, God, I'm no better than my fathers. I'm going to die. Oh, God, just take my life. God, he could take your life. So he didn't know. He goes, oh, God, just take my life. God sends an angel. You read the story. Feeds him. I mean, wakes him up. Feeds him. You talk about room service. I mean, you think that would shock most people. You go, oh, yes, sir. Yeah, okay, what do you want me to do? No, he goes back to sleep. I mean, this guy's discouraged. I mean, this minister of God, he's ready to quit. Wakes him up again. He says, you need to eat some more. Because the journey is too hard for you. And what did Jesus say? Man shall not live on bread alone. You need your heavenly food. You better feed on the Word of God. I mean, when that discouragement tries to get a hold of you and you feel like you're going to die, oh, you better feed on the Word of God. You better soak in God's Word. You come to God like David. David sometimes, one of the Psalms, he says, oh God. And he's crying out to God. I mean, he's hurting so bad, he's crying out to God. He poured out his soul. See, sometimes it just hurts so much. See, I'm a spirit, but I'm also have a soul and I live in a physical body. And sometimes, I mean, in the ministry, brother, things hurt so much. Sometimes you think you're all by yourself. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, no one cares. No, I mean, I've been there. God just seems like, I said, I know it's not true, but it just seems like I'm all alone. I got a praying wife. I live with a woman of God. I mean, that woman corrects me when I need correction. I mean, sometimes she's looked at me, she says, I am not coming to this pity party, and walks away. I go, yes, ma'am. I know I'm the natural head. I'm not the spiritual head. Jesus is the spiritual head of our family. I'm the natural head, but she's the neck. And I need that. She helps keep me grounded. I know earlier in our ministry when these miracles started happening, she'd look at me, she'd say, you know you didn't do that. I'd say, yeah, I know. But you know, after hearing it over and over and over again, it started irritating me. But she was right. Thank God for a good woman. Why? God gives a good woman to you to be your helper. Men need help. See, I have two helpers in my life. I got the Holy Ghost. Opens this word up to me, teaches me. I cooperate with him praying in other tongues. He's helping me. Oh, I need help. But then there's other times I just need help from my wife. My wife went and bought me some new underwear. He said, "Why are you talking about that?" Because this new underwear was strange to me. I put it on wrong. I put it on backwards 2 days in a row. My wife said, "You need help." I said, "I know it." You know why I get help? Because I need help. I know I need help. And so I get help from God. I'm a dependent person. I'm dependent. I'm dependent on God. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." You know, Jesus taught us. He said this. He said, "I only do what I see my Father do. I only speak the words that I hear my Father speak." I'm talking to you. I need help. Do you need help? Elijah needed help. And so he goes on the strength of that food and gets to the mountain of God. Look at what he did there. Now, I'm also in Romans 8, but I got to get back to this here too now.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,